Lord God, I just stand here and give you thanks for your faithfulness to each and every one of us. I want to thank you, Lord, for, you know, that which has transpired, you know, over the last few months, weeks, you know, and days, you know, the contemplation of our hearts, you know, over time, you know, to be able to come, you know, to have a solemn feast like this, to be able to come and be quiet before your presence, to be able to come and be fed by you, to be instructed by the Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, we trust that as you made it fit for us to come, the essence, you know, of these meetings over the next few days will be met in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you, Lord, for the open heavens you've given unto us right now as I pray in this place. We know that indeed you have a feast of good things laid up for us. Hallelujah. And for this we give you thanks. I want to thank you, Lord, for the provision you've given many to be here. I want to thank you, Lord, for the intent, hallelujah, in the hearts of all of us gathered here. You know that each and every one of us has sought time out to wait upon you, to pray, to seek your face. And we know that we will not be derailed in your purposes, in the name of Jesus. That as your people, we will obtain, hallelujah, not only for ourselves, not only for our families, not only for the body of Christ, but for this land and for the nations of the earth. Our Lord, we worship and we thank you. We say tonight that we appreciate, hallelujah, we thank you for beautifying us with your salvation, for giving us life through Jesus Christ, for redirecting our affairs, hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks and we worship you. We say, have your way in our midst, hallelujah, as we gather. Show yourself strong on our behalf. Let that one accordness by your Holy Spirit be birthed as we come before you, in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship and we thank you. We give you thanks for making all things good, for making all things beautiful in your time. For this we're grateful, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank, you know, the Lord, and to thank you once again for, you know, seeing it fit to, you know, join us here, you know, in Luton. It's not any coincidence at all that we are here. You know that all of us have sought, you know, the face of the Lord over time, you know, to be here, and we trust that that which is in the heart and mind of the Father, you know, will be realized. You know, the Lord has never failed us, and we believe and we trust that as our hearts remain true to Him, you know, as He's always true to us. Hallelujah. We need the essence of our coming together, and much more, in the name of Jesus. You know, and the words of the song that we just sang, you know, affirmed, you know, the burden, you know, and the direction, you know, of my heart as regards to that which the Lord wants us to achieve, you know, as we gather to pray. You know, the hallmark of any believer in Christ is the fact that they know how to talk to God and how to hear from God. And I know that that's been a reality, you know, for each and every one of us, you know, over the years. And the Lord has given us a level of overcoming. And we know that there's much more overcoming we need to achieve. And there's a blessing laid up for us as we continue to seek the Father, as we continue to pray, as we continue to call upon Him. He makes Himself known. Amen. Yes, He confirms His word with signs and wonders following us. So there's a blessed hope laid up for us. There's something that God has in mind for us, even as we gather in the next few days. And I believe and I trust in my heart that will be met in the name of Jesus. So let's give thanks, let's trust, you know, that as we come simply as we are, as we rely on the Holy Spirit to inspire our words and to bring forth the essence of our coming together, the Lord will meet us. In the name of Jesus, He will make Himself known. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and the Lord gave me a picture this week. You know, and as I saw that picture, you know, something of the eternal purposes of God, you know, registered in my heart. And it's a scripture that I know that we've read, you know, over time. But the reality of that scripture is dawning upon me much more, you know, at this time. You know, and that picture was found, you know, in Revelation 4 and 5. And it talks about, you know, a people whom God revealed Himself to in Revelation 2 and 3. And there was a warning to all of those churches in Revelation 2 and 3. And we know that the culmination of that revelation is being felt even in our time. He that has what? Heirs. Let him do what? Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying what to the churches. I know that over time we've heard, but the word of the Lord says that faith comes by what? Hearing. And what? Hearing by the word of the Lord. So as we continue to hear, yes, it'll be the same thing, but God begins to bring a twist or a deep understanding or an appreciation of that which we've heard over time. We have never been tired of hearing, because therein lies what our strength, therein lies what our comfort is. And I trust that the Lord will continue to give us the grace not to have itching ears, not to hear what we want to hear, but to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying at this time. And so give us an appreciation of holy things, of heavenly things, of things of the Father, as we continue, you know, to look to Him. In the name of the Lord. So that picture was shown to me in Revelation 4 and 5. You know, I know that an eternal perspective to our work with God will be released as we look to Him this weekend. There's something that is beyond the cycle of a year, that is beyond time, that the Lord will implant in our hearts as we look to Him. And I pray for grace for each and every one of us to be able to really accommodate that. We might not be here hearing because we might be in our rooms, might be while we're walking along the street. Something of God's eternal plan will register. But just be a single word, it will unfold to you in the name of the Lord. And the Lord revealed that to me. So let's not take the little minutest moments we have together, either when we're dining or whether we're in a room or we're going to the shops or walking along the street. Something of God's eternal plan will be released in your hearts. Seize it, appreciate it, that it comes from the Lord. And the Lord will bring a fulfillment of that with time. That was the picture that God painted in my mind as I saw the Lord. So Revelation 4 says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. There's an opportunity presented to us over the next few days. An opportunity that will be made manifest in many years to come. Let's seize it. Hallelujah. Let's appreciate it. Let's walk with it. Let's run with it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I looked and the door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of what a trumpet. Talk with me. He said, come up what? Hither. And I will show thee things which must be hereafter. So that was the impression that I had. God wants to be able to raise us up into a higher realm of life. You know, the world we live in is satisfied with the earthly living. You know, the sea influence of what everyone is doing. But God wants to what? Up our game. He wants us to rise up a little bit higher than where we've been before. And it's by the Holy Spirit we can achieve that. It's not by our own intellect, not by our mind, but by what? The Holy Spirit. God wants to raise us up into a new realm of living. I know that the impression over many hearts over the last few days was that God wants to attend to the issues of what? Of our lifestyle. And we know it's going to cost us giving up some things, laying hold of other things. And I trust that the Lord will give us the wisdom and the ability to have, yes, that soul change registered. So have to, for us to partake of that divine nature, however, that God wants us to obtain in His name. In the name of Jesus. So God wants us to raise our minds, hallelujah, to a higher frequency of living, hallelujah, of relating, of working. And I pray, you know, that each and every one of us will obtain that in the name of the Lord. Come up hither. God is calling us unto Himself. And I will show you things which must be hereafter. I said, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven. And one sat on the throne. And I trust, you know, that the throne of our hearts, of our soul, will be conducive for the Holy Spirit what? To commune with us, to relate with us, you know, to have fellowship with us, and to make Himself known to us. And the Bible says that heaven is God's throne, and what? The earth is His footstool. Let God find our soul, our hearts, a conducive place where He can commune with us, where He can feast with us, one with another in Christ, in the name of the Lord. So God wants us to feast, hallelujah, on heavenly things, on spiritual things, over the next few days. And God promises that there will be an unfolding of that feasting. There will be inner strengths registered with us, just like Elijah. He fed on a meal, hallelujah. What happened? That meal took him, what, 40 days. Let's trust that it's this meal that we'll feast on in this place for the next few days. It means that life to us for many days to come. In the name of the Lord. Yes. And he that sat was
looked upon like the jasper and the sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in size like unto emerald. God is a covenant-keeping God. Let's trust that the Alpha and Omega will make himself known to us, the first and the last, will make himself known to us as we worship him, as we adore him, as we speak to him, as we hear from him, as we give our all to him. Hallelujah. Let the beauty of God's holiness be made known to us in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then around about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Hallelujah. We trust, you know, that the perfect work of God, the essence of our call in Christ, is being realized as we give ourselves to him. Not just now, but in the days to come. That yes, we'll sense the ability of God to lift up all the heaviness. Any covering cast in our communities, and our neighborhoods, wherever we live, we'll trust the Lord to allow us, hallelujah, to be able to see him in all that we do, in our living conditions, in that which we know that God has called us to do. We'll see his hand working with us, hallelujah, in the days to come. In the name of God. It said, out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunder. Reading from verse 5 now, Revelation 4. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there are 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. Let's ensure that the light of the glory of God, you know, our understanding, our hearts are brought to a higher place where we can see God. Where, you know, the hidden things of our hearts probably that have not been subdued by reason of where we live and our environment, let's show that the light of the glory of God begins to stamp out any form of rebellion, every form of darkness, of misunderstanding, of a wrong perception to God and to what he has in store for us. Let's trust and believe by faith that the light of the glory of God, hallelujah, begin to quicken us and strengthen us in Christ. 7 says, and the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast like the face of a man, and the fourth beast like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Bless that sense of awe of holy God. Let it register within the deep recesses of our soul as we give thanks and as we look to the Lord and as we appreciate God in that which he has done for us and that which he set to do in our lives. God is a holy God, but sometimes because we work earthly works, that means we live among fallen men, we don't really sense the awesomeness and the holiness of the God in whom we serve. But let's trust and believe, just like the word of the Lord has come to us, that God wants to lift up, hallelujah, our soul to a new frequency of life. I was telling Brother Boss, you know, when we had a chat on Tuesday evening, that something a little bit scary has been happening to me, that sometimes I maybe listen to an audio thing, or I listen to a Skype message or something, and what I'm thinking of, the person is saying, not as if I talk to them, you know, and it's like, what is happening? I want to put myself into composure, but I know it's the Holy Spirit raising our hearts to a frequency that is beyond, you know, our literal ability to communicate with words, you know, with one another. I'll think about something and suddenly maybe Paul is saying that same thing again, you know. So God is raising our hearts in one accord by the Holy Spirit to a height that goes beyond the natural tendency of communicating in words or reading, you know, the letter, so to speak. So let's trust the Holy Spirit to walk upon us, you know, to make us at home with the things of the Father, make us at home with the things of God as we come before him each day. In the name of Jesus. So God is raising our hearts. He's making us more like him. He's transforming us. He's changing us. Hallelujah. As we submit to his dealing in our lives. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He says, and when these beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. He said, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. You know, and I was telling, you know, Bola, you know, this week as well, that reading Psalm 24 that says, you know, the earth is the Lord's, and what? The fullness thereof. And what else?
The world.
The world and what? Everyone in it belongs to God. But we look at the world and say, does this world really belong to God? You know, we don't really see it, we can't really sense it, because we feel like foreign to it. But I trust, you know, that the boldness required to take back, in a way, what seems to be lost because of our disposition to unrighteousness, or we're not really trained as God would have us trained, let it be taken back. Our boldness, our ability to see from the vantage point of what the Word of God says. The earth is the Lord, what? And the fullness thereof, what? The world and what? Everyone in it. Said he has established it upon the seas. And I pray, you know, that the Lord will begin to quicken us to that height where we see as God sees, where we appreciate the things of God as he's called us to do, in the name of the Lord. And I trust that that is for the taking, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just going to 5, and I'll just maybe round up and trust the Lord to continue to move upon our hearts as we pray. I know we've been praying over the last few months or so, since we contemplated this meeting in December. We prayed to the Lord. We were not sure whether the go-ahead was there or not, but as we committed our ways before him, yes, the Lord said go ahead, and I believe the Lord has seen it fit to bring us here for an eternal purpose, and I trust that the Lord will make it good, in the name of Jesus. He has made it good, and he always does, and I trust that that's for the taking as we come, you know, this weekend. So going to 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside, sealed with what? 7 seals. God has called us to be a living epistle, seen and read of what? All men. So we are meant to be what? This Bible. That people not necessarily maybe read by the letter, but read by spirit. And I trust and I believe by faith that the reality of the written word will be seen in us. Just like it was seen in Jesus. Since the word what? Became flesh what? And dwelt what? Among us. And we beheld his glory as what? The only begotten of the Father. Full of what? Grace and truth. May our capacity to have grace and truth, may it work stronger. Hallelujah. As we go before the Lord each day. In the name of Jesus. So let's be that living epistle, seen and read what? Of all men. In the name of Jesus, that the word of God will be quickened in us in such a way that as we go forth, the life of God is seen. Hallelujah in us. In Jesus' name. And I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? So that no man in heaven nor in earth, neither on the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereof. John said, and I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither what? To look thereon. You know, so God has called us to something glorious, something that can only be revealed by the Holy Spirit. And let's pray by faith through Jesus that, you know, something of that will be made known to us. God will want to reveal everything to us, but our bodies cannot take it. We are too frail. We are too earthly to accommodate the glory that God has in store. But let's trust and believe by faith, as God's word says, that we grow what? From grace to grace, and what? From glory to glory. Let's trust that, yes, our hearts will be open to receive, in a measure, yes, by faith, that which God has in store for us as we come, you know, this weekend. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 3 says, and no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. You know, I know that over the years, prepared Brother Seth used to say that no single person can write a single page of the Bible. But the Bible is a precious word, you know, that although, yes, it's been scripted hundreds, thousands of years ago, but it's so precious, and it's divided by 7 letters, where he described it, you know, and all that. But God's word is precious. Something eternal, something that only by the Holy Spirit we can really comprehend and understand its true essence. And I trust that the Lord will continue to help us to really humbly receive God's word with meekness. Say, receive the engrafted word, what? With meekness, which is able, what? To save your soul. So let's trust and believe, you know, that that will happen as we continue to commune and walk with Him. In the name of the Lord. But as Paul says, and I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And I behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. You know, Revelation 13 speaks of the lamb that was what? Slain, what? From the foundation of the world. So, God had us in mind, even before time. You know, but yes, if you hope God to bring us to this understanding and awareness of His eternal plan, and let's believe that, yes, the unfolding of it will work stronger. Our ability to yield to God will not diminish, but will work stronger in the name of Jesus. Our ability to hear from Him, to pray to Him, to call upon Him, to see Him work with us will not diminish, but will work stronger in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Pilate says, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as that this day, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And I pray and I trust that as I have communed and we talk to God and we hear from Him and we pray one for another and all that we do every day and regularly, it's an odor, a sweet smelling odor to the Lord, an offering well pleasing before Him. In our communion, in our fellowship, God is delighted, hallelujah, as we speak of Him. You know, Micah expressed that thought, say that they that fear the Lord, what? Took often what? One to another. Say that the book of remembrance was kept for them, what? Who thought upon the Lord. Said they shall be mine in the day which I make of my prayer. So God is delighted when we talk about Him. When we pray to Him. When we put Him first, He is delighted. And I trust that the lights of God for us will work stronger. Hallelujah, as we learn to do the things that please Him. In the name of the Lord. That our lives to be a lifestyle of pleasure to the Lord, of delight to Him and to the people of God around us. In Jesus' name. And 9 says, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nations. And have made us unto our God kings and priests, we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard a voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power to unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. So that was kind of a picture that the Lord kind of painted on my mind. But this week, you know, as I looked to him, there was more depth to it. But I just felt, you know, that reading those, you know, two chapters of Revelation, you know, and the Lord has been gracious to us as a house fellowship in Luton. I can say that over the last 2 years or 18 months, you know, on Tuesdays during our Bible study forum, we'll take Revelation 1, you know, about 280 pages. We'll read a few pages, we'll pray, there will be questions asked, and within 18 months, Tuesdays, we were able to finish volume one. We felt a release to go to volume two. So we started volume two now. We don't know how long that will take us, maybe another 2 years before, that's if Jesus tarries. And then we'll go to volume three, maybe another one year if Jesus tarries. You know, so the Lord has been gracious for us to be able to have that discipline on Tuesdays, you know, to just settle down and pray and seek God's face and take that old book, you know, and read it. And trust the Lord to minister to us. Life has just ministered to many, you know, as well. So the Lord is faithful, and the Lord has helped us, and the Lord will continue to help us. I know that we've all been praying, and we trust the Lord that that which the Lord has in mind for us here will be obtained, will be realized. Nothing will fail. Over the years, God's word to us has been what? Yea and amen. I don't expect that to fail this year either, in love the Lord. So let's thank God. Let's open our hearts to the Lord. Let's be liberty to worship God, to praise God. An open forum tonight. If anyone has a burden or a song of thanksgiving or a prayer to make or whatever, let's have that liberty to come before God's people and present that, knowing fully well that we're led by the Holy Spirit. And God takes pleasure in that which we bring before Him each day. In Jesus' name. And so as we look to the Lord, I just have this song in my heart. I just feel like singing this. The simple chorus that we sing a lot in Nigeria. It says, covenant keeping God, there is no God like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no God like you. So it's a simple chorus repeated over and over again. And I trust as we sing that to the Lord will give us that liberty to really appreciate that which He's brought to us over the years. You know, most of us have a very long history with God, and for us to stay true to God shows that the worth of that which we have received does not fail. And I trust the Lord will help us to continue that history with Him. In Jesus' name, amen.